Yes, for a while you'd be considered one of the favorites there, and that kind of held true to form. Bit of a surprise in second, though. You had a really good race.
Right, come on.
Did you guys work together during that race?
Yes, no, I took the lead for the first couple hundred, 400 or so. Felt Fuad up behind me, kept my pace, he went in front, took the control of the lead pack, it felt. And it was great to see him up there, so yeah, I was just sucking off of the pack, and it felt great.
Was there any point in time when you guys have a plan to try and make a move at any certain point in this race?
No plan.
The plan was all out from the gun.
The plan was just like stay with the leaders and stay, hang on as long as you can. But around like after 2 mile mark, I think, I felt that we could go, and
yeah,
it took off, and then Andrew came with me.
So, in all honesty, coming in, were you thinking 1-2?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I was thinking 1-2 for most of my goal was 1-2. And then once the 2 mile mark had gone, and I'm still right behind the lead pack, you know, I knew I had the energy to at least stick with the pack and pull it off, and Fuad was already going. So as soon as I saw him go and he left the pack, I knew that I could just follow in his footsteps by the end.
I know you guys skipped the South Bay Cup this week because you guys wanted to focus on this race.
Yeah.
How important was this race as a team showing for you guys also?
I think because like we've been going down in the rankings and we think we're better than some of the teams ahead of us. So we're like, we've got to get out here and do our job and beat these like teams like Willow Glen and Orange Ruth and try to get as close as we could.
Yeah, really we wanted another Woodbridge. This was our second chance to, as a team, really come through, and I think we did a pretty good job.
You mentioned Woodbridge. How did that go for you guys, and what was the thought afterward?
Well, at the beginning of the race, I had pretty high expectations, but after the first 10 seconds, I couldn't even see where I was going. So for the most part,
I was like, okay, who cares if I get up fast? Just don't fall.
Yeah, and it was literally a case of I couldn't even start to make a move until the, you know, the 2 mile mark, really. And Ford here, he got out in front. He did a good race. He scored an awesome time, but for the whole team, we really weren't quite ready for such a huge race.
But I think we did well, considering like,
we had
these new sophomores on our team that never ran.
Wow.
It was the first race with them, they did awesome.
You guys mentioned the rankings and some of the teams in there. Where do you guys think you guys fit in? I mean, in all honesty, who's the team to beat out there, and what do you guys think you guys are as far as close to that team?
Oh, we're the team to beat.
Okay. Feel the same way?
Yeah, I think we're a strong team this year. Trying to get ahead of Cabrillo and Barca. Those are goals this year. But
since the last 4 years of us being at PV, it's really been a case of we're following in people's footsteps. We're like, oh, those are the guys. We have to try to emulate those, do whatever we need to do. But now we finally feel like, okay, we are one of those guys, and we really can hang with them and really do some damage.
All right, setting the pace in Division 3. Calisaveras, good job, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, calm down. Oh, I had more.